Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Tet Amud Aleph, near the beginning of the Amud, continuing with our analysis of Seder Olam, of the Midrash, of Midrashic history, or which we commonly refer to as Rabbinic chronology, and how it plays out in the context of specifically Shtarot is what we're going to look at in this podcast, in the Shiur. Amar Papa, Itoi Hai Tana V'lo Yada Prate Kamehave. Now, the background to this information is that the Shnat Shtarot, the years used for documents, which began with the conquest of Alexander, is approximately 380 years before the Churban. So what that means is as follows. Itoi Hai Tana, let's say you have a Tana, who makes a mistake, v'lo yada prate kamehave, he doesn't know how many years it is since the Churban. L'shaile l'safra kamaktiv, he should ask the sofer what year he is currently writing on the shtar, v'nitfi alayhu esrin shnin. The assumption is that the sofer is not writing the hundreds. He's just writing, or if he is writing the hundreds, we ignore that, and he's just writing, for instance, if it was 50 years after the Churban, he would write 30. And so all you have to do is add 20 to that, and you know that it's 50 years from the Churban. He'll find his number. What's a way of remembering this? Zeli esrim shana anochi bebeitecha. Yaakov says to Lavan, I've been in your house for 20 years. So you add the 20 years. And there is something there about Yaakov being the Churban, Yaakov being Am Yisrael's counting, and Lavan, of course, being the foreigner's counting from the Greek conquest. Now flip it, itoi safra. Let's say a sofer gets confused and he does not know what year to write on the shtar. Nishale latana kama choshiv. He should ask a tana, what year is it since the Churban? V'niv tzominari esrin shnin. And just knock off 20 years from that number, and he'll know that that's the number of the tens and the ones, and then, of course, he should have a general idea which century since the Shnat Shtarot he's in, and so he'll put that in. Now, he'll find his number. Simanecha, what's the way of remembering? Safra b'tzira, the sofer diminishes. Tana tosva, the Tana adds. Now, Tana de Eliyahu, pick up on Rav Papa again. Tana de Eliyahu, this is a Masora from the Tana de Eliyahu, the Mishnaic, Midrashic Tanaic work. Sheshet alfim shana have olam, the world's supposed to last for 6,000 years. We dealt with this a lot in the last paragraph of Sanhedrin recently. Shnei Alefim Tohu, 2,000 years is supposed to be chaos. Shnei Alefim Torah, Shnei Alefim Yemot HaMashiach, which means in this reading, Mashiach is supposed to come by the year 4,000, and then there's supposed to be 2,000 years of Yemot HaMashiach. Ba'avonotenu Shirabu Yatsu Mehen Mashi Yatsu Mehen. This is written after the year 4,000, and they say, so we've lost some of those years, Mashiach hasn't come yet, because of our sins. Now, Shnei Alefim Torah Me'ematai, when do you start counting the 2,000 years of Torah? The easiest answer would be at the year 2000. But they do it backwards. I mean, they start and go and count backwards. Ine Matan Torah ad Hashta, if you count it from Matan Torah till now, and Matan Torah we're going to call about the year 1350 BCE, and we're talking now with the turn of the Tanaic period, so it's about 1500 years from then. Leika Kulehai, it hasn't yet been 2,000 years. So what are you saying? Mashiach hasn't come yet. You don't expect him. The chimainat bahu tre alfe parti the high alpha hu dahave. We are still in the middle of the fourth millennium, because we haven't gotten yet to the 4,000. Ella mi vatanefesh asher asu b'charan. Where does it start? It starts from the point where Avram starts converting people. Ugemiri, what's our tradition? The Avram bahi shata bar chamishin v'tarte havi. He was 52 when he started doing that. So kama batzran mi tani tana. How many are missing? Arba me'avi arba'im utmanya shanin havi. So it's 448 years. That's the exact amount of time it was from when Avram was 52 until Matan Torah. Arba me'avi arba'im utmanya shanin havi. Okay, so now that we have this count, Amar Papa, itoi tana v'lo yada parte kamahave, just like we saw earlier. Rav Papa says that the Tana doesn't know what year it is. Lishaila the Safra Kamektiv. Ask the sofer what he's got. Vinitfi Alaihu Arbain Vitamne. Add 48 to that, because the Shnat Shtarot is going to be 52 until the Churban, And so therefore you add 48 and you get to the even number. Mashchalei l'chumrei, and you can find your number. V'simanecha, what's the way to remember that? Arba'im u'shmonei ir, the 48 cities of the Levim. V'itoi safra, if the sofra makes a mistake, n'shai l'tana kamatani, simanai arba'im u'shmonei, then he should just knock off 48 to get his ken. Mashchalei l'chumrei, v'simanecha safra b'tzira, tana tosfa. Again, the sofra knocks off, the tana adds. Okay, Amar Avuna Breda Rav Yeshua. Now we've got this. Haiman delo yada kama shnei b'shane b'shavua hu made. This is after the Churban, and you don't know what Shemitah year you're in. Nitvei chad shata v'nechshov klali b'yovli uprati b'shvui. What you should do is add 1 year, meaning the Churban happened in the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So here's what you do. Add 1 year, and then do a calculation using the 50s of Yovel, and then the specifics of the Shemitah. And I'll explain how that works in a minute. For every 100 years, take 2 years out and put them into your single counts. And you count them towards the Shemitah because every Yovel, 50 years worth, has 7 Shemitot and an extra year. So every 100 years, which is 2 Yovels, has 98 years of the Shemitah cycle plus another 2. And then you'll figure it out. Another 2 years of famine. So you just remember that. Here's what happens. You take the, let's say that it's 500 years since the Churban. So what you do is you say, okay, for every 100 years, there's 2 years taken out. Right? Well, let's say it's 530 years. It's 2 years taken out. So I take 2 years from the first 100, et cetera. So I take 10 years out. Then I add another 30. It means that I'm 40 years in. I add one more year because the Churban happened in the first year of the Shemitah. So I now say it's 41. I divide that by 7, and I find that I'm in the 6th year of this Shemitah cycle. I might not know which cycle it is. I should know which cycle it is. But the more critical thing is I know what year it is relative to Shemitah, because I'm going to continue to keep Shemitah. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Achar Arbam Meot L'Churban Habayit, if 400 years after the Churban, Im Ralacha Adam, this is after Rabbi Chanina's time, of course, Im Yomalacha Adam Kach Sadeh Shaveh Elef Dinarim V'Dinar Achad, he offers you a fantastic deal on a field with 1,000 dinar for 1 dinar, Lo Tikach, don't buy it, because Mashiach's coming, Yovel is going to be reinstituted, and the field is going to go back to its original owners. It's not a good deal. Actually, 4,231 years. It's a messianic calculation. So, there's a 3-year difference. The bright has 3 years more. Okay. Now, here's a story. Shichnin Yeterta. There was a star that was written, and it was 6 years too long, meaning it had on itself, it's sort of as if in this year, in our counting, in the secular counting, is 2010, as if it was dated 2016. They were in Rabba's Beit Midrash, and they thought, Hashtar Me'ucharu, it's a post-dated star, which is Pasul. Let's hold on to it for the next 6 years, Velo Tarif, and you won't allow him to collect from his Shubadim. That's why Ishtark Muhar is Pasul. So Rav Nachman, no. Hai Safra Davkana Katfe. This sofer was very careful how he wrote. And Vahanach Shit Shnin De Malchu Be'elam De Anan Lo Chashvin En Lohu. Why does he have 6 years? Because the Shtachtarot starts from the beginning of the Greek conquest. And this particular town, or this particular Beit Midrash, starts their calculation from when the Greeks ruled in Elam, which is a bit north and east of the Euphrates, which is before they conquered Israel. He's doing the same thing, meaning he wrote it as of this year. They just call it a different year, which doesn't help very much. And he wrote it on the proper time. This again, Seder Olam. Okay, very good. But Matka Racha Bar Yaakov. So he challenged Rav Nachman. He said, who says we count from the king, from the rule of the Yevanim, Dilma Litziat Mitzrayim Aninan, and Litziat Mitzrayim, according to the rabbinic count, was exactly 1,000 years before the conquest of Alexander. And so therefore, maybe this count is really from Litziat Mitzrayim, and he just left the 1,000 off, and just did the hundreds. Vishavke the Alpha Kam of Anakta Alpha Batri, left off the 1,000s. V'hai Me'ucharu, which means it really is a 6-year post-dated star. Tam Nachman V'gola Inmonin El Malche Yevanim. This happened in Babel. In Babel, we only count by the Greek or the foreign rulers, Bilvad. How's that? Who savar dechuyi kamadchile? So Rachav Yaakov thought that Rav Nachman was just pushing him off. Nafak Dakva Ashkach, but he actually investigated, and he found that Rav Nachman meant it. Tanya, a Gola in Monin Elam Achayiv Anim Bilvad. I have a brayta that says, in the Gola we only count from the Greek rule. I'm Ravina Matnita Nami Deka. I could prove it to you from the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Nan Be'echa B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim V'Lir Galim. We said there's four Rosh Hashanim. One of them is Echa B'Nisan, one is Echa B'Tishrei. What's Echa B'Nisan? Rosh Hashanah L'Mlachim. Meaning that if you write a star on the second day of Nisan and somebody had been crowned 4 days earlier, it's already the second year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of his next year. Utanan, later in the Mishnah, it says, Bechad B'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Lishanim, V'lishmitin. And reminding Lishanim, what does Lishanim mean? L'mayachatam, Rochista, Lishtarot, again. So Kasha Shtarot Adadi, when does the year of Shtarot start? In Nisan or Tishrei? Shanin, how do we answer? Kan L'malchei Yisrael. Jewish kings restart Nisan. But non-Jewish kings start in Tishrei. We count from Tishrei. And our shtarot, of course, start from Tishrei. And therefore, if you think we would be counting from Yitzhak Mitzrayim, our year should start at Nisan. Proves to you that we count from Malchei Vanim, and therefore this shtar really is based on a Greek counting. And the 6 years discrepancy is based on a different version of when we start the counting of the Greek conquest. Shma Mina. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with analysis of Yom Ginusia Shomachayim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.